Have you ever seen like a super bright star? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Something I've always been interested in, but never actually had time to study, is space. The stars, the planets, they're out there just chilling, being amazing, and I've always wanted to know more, but it's kind of hard to know where to start. Well, in the Bible, there's a pretty famous star, and I don't mean like a pop star, I mean like a fiery ball of light. And that is what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's a story called We Saw the Star by Courtney Lassiter. For as long as Sahin could remember, the world had been at war. For years, she had defended her small kingdom against the fierce advances of the Hadesian Empire, and so far they had remained free, as had her sisters' kingdoms to the north and to the south. But every time her armies returned from battle, the soldiers were fewer and more ragged than before. It was only a matter of time before the Hadesians would overtake them and her beloved country would fall under the rule of the ruthless King Farshid. But when she saw a new star glowing bright in the western sky, Sahin knew something had changed. She summoned every astrologer in her court, but none of them could explain the sudden appearance of this great light or what it meant. After she sent the last astrologer out the door, one of her servants approached her and bowed low. "Your grace, the God I serve has revealed the meaning of this star to me. It lights the way to a child born in the country I come from, a child who will one day rule as the greatest king of all and bring peace to the entire world. Peace! No more Hadesians, no more King Farshid." Sahin could hardly imagine a peaceful world. Yet her heart was filled with hope, and she ached to see this newborn king with her own eyes. "Where is the child?" she asked the servant. His eyes dropped to the polished stone floor. "Zagral," Sahin gasped. Zagral lay deep in the territory of King Farshid. If the Hadesians found out who she was, she would be killed, and her kingdom would fall. But it was a risk she was willing to take. Sahin immediately sent messengers to her sisters, who quickly sent word back, "We're coming too." They arrived in her kingdom a few days later, bearing costly gifts for the child. When everything was loaded onto camels, the three queens took off their crowns. They would not be traveling as queens, but as commoners. Sahin placed her golden crown with the other gifts and would make a fitting gift for a king. Then, as evening fell, she and her sisters mounted their camels and began their journey to find the Child of Peace, guided by the bright light of the star in the distance. So let's talk about this cute little story a little bit more together. Today's allegorical story is inspired by Matthew 2:1-12, when a group of magi saw a star and came to worship Jesus, the newborn king of the Jews, who God had promised generations before. The Bible gives us very little detail about the magi. How many were there? Did they ride camels or horses? Were they kings? While these people have sometimes been called kings or wise men, the Bible's original Greek text calls them magi. Some believe the Magi were a priestly tribe of an ancient people called the Medes, in part of the world where Iran and Iraq are now. The Magi were very well educated in astronomy and mathematics, and very powerful politically. One of the main jobs of the Magi was to crown kings. So, by causing a star to rise, God led these ancient Magi to proclaim Jesus as king. Consider taking some time to reread Matthew 2:1-12 slowly and notice what sticks out to you. What questions do you have? What captures your imagination? What is your response to the news of a king born to bring peace to the world? If you want to know more about who Jesus is and what we gain by putting our trust in him, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. We currently live in a world ruled by evil, as we read in 1 John 5:19, but Jesus promises peace to each person who puts their trust in him. And one day, he'll bring peace to the whole world when he returns as king. Have you ever experienced the peace of Jesus in a world full of trouble? What was it like? As you and I can read in John 16:33, I, Jesus, have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Isaiah 9:6, and Matthew 1:1-2, and 9-11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you loved the Christmas reading plan so far? I have too. Today's Devo gave us a unique look into a part of the Bible that we usually kind of brush over. I know I learned something new. I encourage you to share it with a family member or friend today. Also, be sure to check back for the next special Christmas devotion. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.